This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what you're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
For goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Let me give you some context, guys. A year ago, if you go back to this headline number, we're at 8.3% for April. A year ago, we were at 4.2%. We have doubled these numbers over the last year. Now, let me go back and give you some of the actual numbers and give you into the release a little bit here and to tell you specifically where we saw the increases. So last month, you know, it was food, it was shelter. Now what they're saying as far as for the month of April, they're saying the pressure came in. Shelter, food, airline fares, and new vehicles were the largest contributors to the seasonally adjusted, the headline number increase. The food index rose 0.9%, even just month to month.
It is pricey out there. Also in St. Louis, it's hot out there, and I love it. I don't like the pricey part. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Wednesday. Brad's back in studio with us. Hi, Brad. How are you?
Hey, Annie. How are you?
You need to answer the question first. Everybody knows how I am.
I am well.
You're well.
I'm well.
You sound fine.
Thank you.
And you've made it through the whole weekend, no COVID, no nothing.
No COVID. All sorts of tests and all sorts of negatives.
Yeah. You had a cold, and these days in general, if you sneeze, like we don't need to stop saying bless you, but I just like to look at people and be like, COVID! But you had a cold anyway, so you just had to stay home. Ryan had COVID and he was trying to give it to me, so I'd be off the show.
Yeah. And listen, we know that's what his goal is.
He got COVID to infect me. No, that's not true. Ryan's back today, too, right?
Yes, he is. I've seen him once.
I haven't seen him. So I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay.
But he's back. He's well. And so we're firing away. And Hannah is here, of course, as well. And she did an amazing job in your absence. And you know, your absence, even, you were working from home.
I was working from home. I was on the StreamYard, monitoring the chat, having conversations. Some people were having conversations back. Other people were ignoring me completely.
Oh, you're not talking about me, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Let's just say, did I do something? So welcome back. We're glad you're here. Back to full power here on the Annie Fry Show. People are joining us on the live chat right now to tell you hi and welcome back. So that's very nice. A reminder about the YouTube live chat poll while we're here, because I'm very interested in this conversation we're going to have in the 2 o'clock hour with the crew. Will U.S. governments successfully revert to lockdowns for a surge before the Biden administration is done? You think so in the federal government, the state governments, both or neither? And, you know, I look around right now and we've had COVID, like we had COVID here with Ryan having it, and you had a cold. So you did what we're supposed to do, which is just keep to yourself. But COVID exists, and I had several people around us be like, you know, this is crazy. Like, I can't believe this is happening again. And I'm always like, we need to get used to this happening again. It's a serious thing. You have to take it seriously, and you don't want to infect other people. But if COVID is here to stay and we have no reason to believe that it's not, it's going to be a nasty cold that you're going to get. However, I don't know what the distance between the infections is going to be, but if it's going to be something that's inevitable, that's going to come around once in a while, we're just going to have to get used to understanding that it's part of the deal.
It's endemic. That's the word that that's the science word that they use for it. Endemic. It means that it's found commonly within a given population. COVID's never not going away. It's never going away.
Yeah.
It's just not. And what we need to be paying attention to is how severe the cases are. Mm-hmm. And if the cases aren't severe, then we need to, you know, move on.
Yeah. And making sure that we have all of the proper measures to help the people who are more susceptible to a more severe case. We help them and the rest of us in place of those people who are going to need that extra care when they need it. They need us to be working and creating a stronger economy and a stronger America. And, I don't really see that happening right now. I don't know. I'm not an economist, so I can't pinpoint, like, where did what Donald Trump decided to do in the middle, in the thick of COVID, because he was there when it started and when it came to this country, and he pushed us through and he got us a vaccine. Well, however you feel about the vaccines, it's always interesting to me to hear people hate Donald Trump so much and at the same time, like, be so in love with vaccines. I want to say very maturely, well, why don't you marry it? Why don't you just get married? You and a vaccine sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. I mean, I'm around children all day, folks. This is my life. But you love the vaccine so incredibly much, but you also hate the man who made them happen. That's just the truth.
Yeah.
So regardless of where you particularly fall in the vaccines, I find that to be hilarious. To me, it's funny. It's not, and it's funnier to me the more it makes people pull their hair out.
Oh, yeah. Like, and that's either side.
It can't. Yes, it absolutely can be.
I love just,
people who hate the vaccines and love Donald Trump. I'm like, it's his vaccine.
It's his vaccine. Yeah. And it's still to Donald Trump. This is one of his crowning achievements as a president.
Yeah.
He looks at it and he's like, I did this. I mean, a couple months ago, he was on doing the tour with Bill O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were talking about it and the people booed him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, don't boo. This is a good thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, well.
Very conflicting.
Yes.
I don't know what to do. I'm just panicking in this moment, and I don't know where to put my support and my ire. Regardless of all of that, we saw the president, shepherd through a stimulus package, and there were shutdowns. He was pushing to get things back open. That, you know, you look at states like, did Missouri ever completely shut down?
I don't think as a whole state they ever completely shut down.
I was locked in Illinois for like a year and a half. So part of that was COVID. Part of that was being pregnant.
They just made the entire state of
Illinois.
Shackled
me to my basement floor.
Yep. It was a penitentiary.
Yeah. Figuratively, maybe literally.
Yeah.
If you are looking at the entirety of the timeline of COVID, you know that Donald Trump did some things that spent a lot of money in the midst of an unprecedented time. And maybe those were good decisions. Maybe those were bad decisions. I remember him saying, like, we got to get people back to work. I mean, I remember him saying that people were going to be in church on Easter in 2020, which was in April.
I remember that as well.
He was confident about that. So it's not as though he was ever the shutdown president. The Democrats, on the other hand, are reliant on them because guess what? If you are shut down and in your home or not able to work or not able to get the goods and services because those people aren't able to work, somebody has to step in and be your savior. Who could that possibly be? The big government Democrats. Ding, ding, ding. Now you understand the circle of life that exists for a Democrat politician. Let's throw in some of those big government Republicans to that as well. $40 billion, is that what it is? Spending bill for Ukraine?
Yeah, that's the number I saw.
In full disclosure, I have taken in a lot of reaction to it, but have yet to have any original source conversations on the issue, which is why we're going to have Congresswoman Mary Miller on in about 10 minutes to talk about it. She voted against it. I also wrote down Billy Long of Missouri voted against it, and Vicky Hartzler voted against it in the House. So I'll be very curious to see Mary Miller's thoughts on it. What was the heck no for her, that to vote against it, knowing how much we have going right now and how frustrating it is right now to get from your paycheck to your next paycheck. And then knowing that we have $40 billion of our tax dollars to send over to Ukraine, a little bit of a head scratcher. Do we have the Chip Roy sound on here? Am I missing it?
Yeah, it's down at the bottom.
At the bottom. Because he went to town on this spending bill. Which cut is it? Tell me which cut it is.
Well, where did it go? No, I'm sorry. It's cut 13.
13. Chip Roy is a Republican from Texas. Thank you, Brad. And he took to the floor to talk about this $40 billion bill that they were looking to pass. And, you know, it's one thing to spend this amount of money. It's another thing to understand the process of how easy it is to put 435 House members, Democrat, Republican, and Independent, in the spotlight and say, here, vote on this. Chip Roy was not happy.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The gentleman from Maryland talked about protecting this institution or talked about this institution, but we got a $40 billion bill at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I haven't had a chance to review the bill. My staff is pouring over the pages trying to see what's in it. You want to talk about the institution? You want to talk about standing up alongside Ukraine? Why don't we actually have a debate on the floor of the People's House instead of the garbage of getting a $40 billion bill at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, not paid for, without having any idea what's really in it, with a massive slush fund that goes to the State Department, $13 billion, $8 billion for the Economic Support Fund, $110 million for embassy security. We've got $40 billion that is unpaid for, and you want to sit here and lecture this body about what we're going to do or not do about standing alongside Ukraine? Why don't we talk about the American people who are hurting, the wide open borders, the inflation that's killing people, the jobs that people can't get because of the cost of goods and services in this country? Sitting here and being lectured to when I don't even have time to look at a $40 billion unpaid bill. I make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded. All in favor? Aye. Chip Roy in Texas laying it out there for someone to get that guy some oxygen. He's just, you know, I could hear the veins coming out of his forehead. And I'm with him. I'm not opposed to, I'm probably, I would say in our audience, somewhere center, moderate, to maybe even just a little more liberal about how we should help other countries in their time of need. I would not call myself a war hawk or anything like that, but I do believe that we have a responsibility to help others. However, please understand that the only way you can help others is if you take care of yourself. If I go and take and blow my entire budget, personally, me, the Fry household budget, on things that I want or things that are in excess of what we need, I do not have the actual physical ability to financially support anybody else. If I am judicious with my money, if I am able to pay my bills and save some money and put some money away so that when the time comes and you need it, you can take that money from where it is and then replenish it over the course of time and live within those means. And somebody else comes along and I assess the situation. I'm like, they need this more than I do. I can give. We can be a giving country, but not if we're not taking care of ourselves. And we don't take care of ourselves. We spend money to the tune of $40 billion just like that. Get the bill at 3 p.m. and you're supposed to vote on it right away. That is so incredibly nonsensical. That'd be like someone telling you, oh, you're going to have to buy a new car. Here's the car. What's your decision? Yes or no? Well, of course, anybody in their right mind will go, well, no, I haven't looked over this. I haven't checked to see if I can get a loan. How am I going to pay for this? Where's this money going to come from? Is this the kind of car that I really need right now? Or is this way more than I really need right now? Nope, sign. Do it right here, right now. Of course, nobody does that in real life. Well, if they do, they end up in bankruptcy because it's not a sustainable way to live. It's also not a sustainable way to govern. And there are Republicans who voted for this bill, and of course, Democrats who voted for this bill. There are 57 Republicans who voted against it. And as I said, Missouri's Billy Long, Missouri's Vicky Hartzler both voted no. And we're talking about in the House of Representatives. And Illinois' Mary Miller voted no. And we're going to talk with Mary Miller when we come back. We're going to take a quick break, give you time to go vote in the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll, and join us there. Say hello to Brad and welcome him back to the show. Wiggins will be back in studio at 12:45. So you want to make sure you're there for that and to welcome him back and congratulate him on his health. The YouTube live chat poll, will U.S. government successfully revert to lockdowns for a surge before Biden is done as the president? You think so in the federal level, the state level, both or neither? Go give us a vote. Leave us a comment. We're with Mary Miller when we come back. Don't go away.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
$13 billion, $8 billion for the Economic Support Fund, $110 million for embassy security. We've got $40 billion that is unpaid for, and you want to sit here and lecture this body about what we're going to do or not do about standing alongside Ukraine? Why don't we talk about the American people who are hurting, the wide open borders, the inflation that's killing people, the jobs that people can't get because of the cost of goods and services in this country? Sitting here and being lectured to when I don't even have time to look at a $40 billion unpaid bill. I make a motion to adjourn.
Chip Roy, almost breathless in his frustration over this Ukraine aid bill that was passed in the House yesterday. And it got all but 57 votes. 57 Republicans voted against this bill, one of them being Illinois Congresswoman Mary Miller, who joins us now. Congresswoman, thank you so much for the time today. It's great to have you talking to us about this particular issue.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I love Chip Roy. He and I are both members of the Freedom Caucus, and the Freedom Caucus definitely made up those 57 no votes.
So tell me, for people who are just tuning in now, I mean, people are living their lives. They're working seven jobs so they can afford gas to put in their gas tank, and they are busy. And here we have, in that clip, he says that this bill came down to his desk at least at 3 p.m., in the afternoon. It's a $40 billion bill to send help to Ukraine, and he's upset about it. So give us the details that made you one of those 57 no votes.
Well, the number one is we need to secure our own border. Literally, we are having an invasion, and the American people are fed up with this. MS-13 flooding over. We are literally having a chemical attack on our children. The amount of fentanyl that's been brought in, human trafficking, we know for a fact terrorists are coming in. Violent criminals, I've had multiple meetings recently with Border Patrol agents. They claim that the numbers are actually double what are being reported. Mm. And, you know, until we start implementing some policies that are America first, Americans are getting whiplash from Joe Biden's America Last policies, including, you know, dismantling our energy independence, all the great things President Trump gained for Americans, they are dismantling.
So we're speaking with Congresswoman Mary Miller, Illinois' 15th district representative, at Rep. Mary Miller on Twitter. It's hard to look at the current makeup of Congress and see any glimmer of hope for somebody who doesn't want to see government continue to expand over and over and over again. The spending is so incredibly out of control. Mm-hmm. We do not have the money to send the places where we're sending. I'm sitting in St. Louis, Missouri right now, downtown, and on my way here, I see homeless all over the city, whether they, you know, can't find jobs or they have addiction problems or they just can't afford housing down here. I mean, there are so many people in our country right now, veterans who are homeless, children who are in foster care who don't have homes. We have so many problems in our country, and we're spending this kind of money to send to Ukraine. I mean, it's just so incredibly upside down.
Well, it's time for us to start advocating for our own people. America first is what I'm for. One thing the Democrats have gotten used to are Republicans that don't fight. They get elected and they go to D.C. and they're basically placeholders. And primaries matter. We need conservatives that are willing to fight. And that's why I'm running. President Trump endorsed me because I'm the America first candidate. I've been strong supporter of President Trump and all that he did, securing our energy independence, getting our economy roaring. He's the most pro-life president we've ever had. I mean, that's his legacy.
Yeah, it is. I want to play for you a clip from J.B. Pritzker that we heard in the wake of the Roe v. Wade potential decision.
We're expecting to see people from Missouri, from Kentucky, from Indiana, from Wisconsin, from Iowa, really all the states that touch Illinois. All of them either have already started to restrict women's reproductive rights or they have trigger laws that will revert them to becoming anti-choice states. But we're also seeing people from as far away as Texas coming to Illinois to exercise their freedoms. And we've, of course, prepared for that, tried to expand the services for people coming to Illinois because we want them to be able to exercise those rights. And we're going to defend people all across this nation who want to, if they need to get an abortion, they know that they can come to Illinois and they'll be free.
If you can come to Illinois, you will be free. I mean, Congresswoman Miller, to hear our governor, our shared governor, state what his goal and hope is for the state of Illinois. You represent a very large chunk of Illinois. Is he speaking for the people that are you share constituency with?
Definitely he doesn't. He's on the wrong side. Also pushing the repeal of parental notification. It's an absolute tragedy for Illinois.
Explain what that is, because I remember this and it turns me inside out. But I think so many people aren't aware of how progressive and I guess advanced that Illinois has been in being a bastion of hope for pro-abortion people.
Yes. Well, he did this late on a Friday night to allow girls to get abortions without parental consent, which this is life-altering for, number one, the baby and for the girl. And I just can't even see how this is going to play out. What if the girl has some kind of complication? Are they going to clandestinely send a vehicle to pick up the minor that doesn't even have her driver's license, take her to the hospital, and then are they going to admit her without parental consent? I mean, the whole thing is insane.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Mary Miller, Illinois' 15th district congressional representative, watching throughout the entire country. You mentioned that you were endorsed by Trump in your primary election for the 15th. We've seen Donald Trump have a lot of success in his endorsements across the country. But I do very much so believe, and I talk to him on both sides of the aisle every single day, people who definitely don't want to support what's in power right now. They know that. But the idea of the very, very charged way in which the name Trump invokes people to have emotional reactions to that, I'm curious, as much as you've touted that Trump endorsement, how do you plan on making that party even bigger so that Republicans can have very large wins in the next incoming Congress?
Well, I would say that people are charged by love, love for our country. And these are patriots that want to defend the Second Amendment. They want to defend life. They want to allow Americans to be able to thrive in their businesses. I mean, this overtaxation or regulation, putting fuel on the inflation fire, is anti-American. And these people, bottom line, they hate us. They hate our country. They hate what we stand for.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Mary Miller right now. You can go to her website online and find out how you can support her if you would like to in the primary. We'll share that with you here in just a minute. What do you say to the people who are Democrats in the state of Illinois who cannot stand what J.B. Pritzker has done to the state and who maybe voted for Biden in the last election? Maybe they just wanted a change, but they realize this is not working for themselves, for their families. What does your constituency, or what is your representation, I should say, have to offer people who are incredibly disenchanted with what we have right now?
Well, I can understand why Democrats are frustrated. I mean, the fuel costs are up. Crime is up. Electricity is about to skyrocket in Illinois. We've got a food crisis coming. I'm a farmer, and I mean, my husband and my sons are actually in the field right now. Fuel prices, fertilizer, we've got a piece of equipment that we need. It's been in the shop since November because we can't get the part. I've got two new grandbabies. I can't believe this is happening in our country, but I'm hearing that my daughters can't get baby formula.
Yeah. My 11-month-old, I have had to scour, probably there have been several days where I have had to go to 4 or 5 stores to find a single canister, and it's not even the same formula that we've been feeding her for the first 11 months. I mean, people right now,
who would have ever thought this would have happened in our country? And even the implement dealer that we buy from usually has, you know, I don't know, untold amount of equipment sitting on the lot. There is one combine and 2 lawnmowers. That visual scares me.
Tell me what that means. Is, as somebody who is part of a farming family, like if it's kind of like an if you know, you know situation when it comes to farming. Mm-hmm. People go to the store and they think, I don't know, that the food grows right there in the Schnucks or Deerbergs or whatever. There are people working hard to provide to grow that food, or to grow the food that feeds the food that we eat.
Right.
How quickly do the dominoes start to fall when it comes to farming, especially in an important state like Illinois?
Well, a supply chain crisis for farmers, whether it's equipment or fertilizer, it's going to eventually play out as a food crisis. And Biden's ag secretary, when I was asking him about it, literally said that we should use less fertilizer, and which proves that politicians are out of touch. On the Ag Committee, I'm one of the few actual farmers there that brings a level of expertise and understanding. And I can tell you the issues they talk about, the things they talk about are not issues that affect production agriculture. And we need to get, like, I've lived in the real world. We don't need career politicians representing us. They're out of touch.
Congresswoman Mary Miller, thank you for being with us today. What's the best place that you like people to come connect with you to see how you're representing the 15th currently and how they can support your campaign?
Sure. It'd be MaryMillerForCongress.com or MaryMiller.House.gov.
All right. We're sharing that .gov website right now with our listeners on our live stream, and we will share this interview so people can hear it as soon as we're done here. Mary Miller, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Please keep fighting for the people in the 15th. And for the rest of us that are here in the state of Illinois, because we need as much common sense representation as possible.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll speak to you again soon. You know, you talk to a farmer like that, and you notice that they understand things about how the world eats. It's not even just Illinois or the Midwest or the United States of America. Ukraine is, I think, the largest provider of a certain kind of grain.
Yeah, I don't know exactly which grain it is, but they are like the leading provider.
Have you had any experiences of a supply chain that concern or issue particularly that has affected you?
Not to the extent like not like a baby formula type deal.
I mean, or a tractor. I mean, I know a lot of people have had your car goes into the shop and it just sits and sits and sits.
I haven't had any issues like that yet, you know, but that just means that my car hasn't broken down yet.
That might be a good poll question for tomorrow. Have you experienced a you know, supply chain issue that it has dramatically affected your life? Because I think a lot of people have, and I'd be really curious to know what those different things are. Because mm-hmm. you wouldn't know, I don't know if there are tractor part pieces that are hard to get, and you're not going to know if baby formula is hard to get until someone starts talking about it. So it just seems like it's not going to get better. That's the thing that is the most disturbing to me, is that, you know, help is on the way or it's right around the corner. And so much of this to me feels like the government, the help that they can do, if they want to show up, move out of the way.
That's the best thing the government can do, mm-hmm. is get out of the way. Governments can't make things go faster. They can only slow them down. They can't make the economy better. They can only retard the economy.
And I agree with what Chairman Powell said last week, that the number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we built is inflation.
Oh!
So the Fed should...
Okay. Thanks, President Biden. You make me feel a lot better now. Yeah. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, the one and only Ryan Wiggins back in studio with us. Definitely 6 feet away from me, but that was part of my contract anyway. He'd have to remain 6 feet away from me at all times. Until he doesn't. He'll be back in here with us, and we're going to do a Wiggins America on something crazy going on in South Korea, I think it is. And very interesting story that he's going to be bringing to us. So right now is the time to flood the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go vote in the live chat while you're there. But let's inundate Ryan Wiggins with welcome backs and highs and hellos. And maybe you can poke fun at him as well while you're there. Whatever you want to do. It's all up to you. Wiggins America in just a minute. Don't go away.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's Wednesday, the middle of the week, and at like 12:45, that's the middle of the day in the middle of the week. I think scientifically, can you confirm, Brian Wiggins?
I can. This would be the Kansas City of America in the middle of your day. Does that make sense?
Why is it always about Kansas City with you?
Because it's the epicenter of the country.
Time?
I don't know. I think we did somehow. We talked about accents and us having the perfect, us through Kansas City.
I don't know. You took us through a whole walk through Kansas City. You said, I don't know anything about Kansas City, and then we toured it.
No, it was Wichita.
That
was
Wichita.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing.
No,
it's
Wichita,
really offensive
I know all
to the people
about.
Listening in Kansas right now.
Yeah. Too bad for them.
What were they? Wichita is known for something.
Aviation.
Was it?
Yeah.
Of course you would know.
I know everything about Wichita. My in-laws lived there for a couple of years, and I learned a lot.
So much to know.
I love Wichita. I don't want to do this again, but... I do love Wichita.
Whenever I want to get him off of his subject for Wiggins America, I just start talking about Wichita.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Can we close the door on Wichita? Is there anything else you need to know about it?
I'll let you know in about 3 minutes, right, when you get to the top of your story.
We're going to move from the heartland of America. This is not the most important issue of the day, but this is such a fascinating, true story that's happening right now in South Korea. Everyone in South Korea is about to live the dream and become 1 year younger.
Score.
It is bizarre.
Yeah? How's this work?
Yeah, it's not just a gimmick. This is due to the way that they calculate age and have for a long, long time. In fact, a lot of Asia has done this for eons. But South Korea is really the last developed nation that's going to move away from it as far, like their legal documents are going to move away from doing it this way. So this is the way that they calculate age currently in South Korea. The moment you're born, you are considered to be 1 year old. You know why that is?
I assume.
Because the time you spent in the womb is counted as part of your life.
Yeah, it's fantastic because it is.
Yes.
Shouldn't it be 9 months, though?
Well, that's where it gets a little dicey.
As a, is a really, really angry pregnant lady.
You were counting every day.
A year? That should count for 5 years each.
Yeah.
Be born and be five. My last baby felt like that because she was 9 pounds, 15 ounces.
Well, I think because it dates so, back so far, that a lot of times they'd go, well, we don't know when you got pregnant, so we're just going to count that as a year. And that's the way it's always been. Now, more recently, though, they've added so much nuance to it that it's actually made things more confusing because they would allow you to still say, well, at that age, at the age that you're born, you can still be counted as zero, though, if you want to. So it kind of complicates all of their systems and their birth certificates and things because you could say your baby's one at birth or you could say zero. And here's where it gets even more complicated. On New Year's Day, that's when if you had a baby and you counted it as one, that's when you could count it as the next year because you've moved into the next year. So if you had a baby in December,
does it have a birthday?
It would be 1 year old.
Do you get two birthdays?
Then on New Year's Day, you would turn two. So you'd have a one-month-old baby, or potentially if you had it on December 31st, you could have a one-day-old baby that was considered 2 years old legally.
Sweet. Do you get 2 years of tax refunds for that?
Because that's a great question.
My son was born on December 26th, and he was due on January 4th, and we were like, come on, Charlie, because we really wanted that refund, and he ended up coming on his own anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure it would apply the same way. Unless you just declare that your baby's zero. You can also do it the Western way or the way that most of the world does it and say zero at birth and then one at that 12-month mark. So there's basically three different ways. And
what
then,
would you do?
What would you do? Like, what would I personally do?
Yeah.
I would probably calculate it the same way as I am now. because it's easier.
Is there any advantage? I mean, is there any advantage to being one when you're born?
I don't think so. I think it's more about...
Is there an advantage to being, like, 21 when you're really 20?
Well, that's what's so weird is that, as usual, the reason that they're trying to clarify this legally is because of government benefits. They can't figure out who turns, you know, are you turning 62? Are you applying for welfare, Social Security in certain areas?
They still have birthdays.
Yes, and I think
do they have governmental documented birthdays? Does your birth certificate, do you have one? B, does it say that Annie was born on April 18th?
I think yes.
How could it not? Who would be like, that's not important information?
Well, yeah. So, but the question is, once you're born, I think they can probably calculate everybody at the same at day of birth. It's then what do you say your kid is for schools and for everything for the rest of your life? Because you really can legally go under any system you want. And so there is benefit to saying you're older than you are if you're trying to get to your retirement earlier, for instance. There's benefit, you know, for sports if you're way ahead of the class and you want to be considered younger than you are, you could use the Western system. So they're trying to clarify all that. And they are. So this year... They're going to say, legally, this is what we're going to do. We're going to use the Western system, the system the rest of the world uses. And so now there's all kinds of people who are going to have, again, their 30th birthday this year or their 40th birthday this year. So it's a weird cultural thing that I don't think they're going to abandon using it at all, but at least legally, they're moving into, you know, the rest of the world.
Brad, if you could live a year of your life twice, which year would it be?
I don't know. I don't have like a year that was like, man, that was my year.
What about just like age, the way you felt? I mean, it's not like biology stops.
I don't know.
Maybe it does. I don't know. I'm not a biologist.
Yeah. We're not in Korea. We don't know.
33, maybe. I think that's when I was at
I think 34 was my best age. It's all downhill from here.
Oh.
Sorry, guys.
Not for me. It was 30. I turned 30. That was a good year. because it was 2011. Cardinals won the World Series, which was right around my birthday. And I kept, there's some other things that was really fun about that. But I always remember 2011 being a great year. And it was probably just because of the Cardinals. Because I can't remember any of the other things that happened that year.
Chris F. on YouTube says, happy conception date. Parents wink at each other. LOL. And then he follows up with, hey, son, you know what happened on this day? Just screw your kids up. Come on, Chris.
That's true.
I don't know why. I don't understand. I mean, I actually like the idea that they are counting the life inside the womb. I think that that's fantastic. That's kind of the takeaway of the story. But I know people in my life who claimed their unborn child on their taxes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And legally they were fine doing that?
They said audit us, and they never got audited.
Ooh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
From knowing these people and knowing how old the kids were, it would have been, those kids are probably pushing 30 now. But yeah. I don't know how you get away with that.
Wow.
But I appreciate it. Do you have to care for the life of the unborn child? Yeah. A lot. And you spend a lot of money doing so. So, you know, if the child becomes magically tax refundable or whatever it is when they enter the world, again, proximity of the child doesn't make it less of a child.
Yeah, that's completely true. And I wonder if they're, as we go about this whole thing of the possibility of Roe versus Wade being overturned and going back to the states, I wonder if there's going to be things like that that pop up. Is just, well, legally, then can I declare on my taxes that my kid exists before birth? Those are real issues that may pop up.
That is a huge question because that forces the government to say, yes, this is a life or no, this isn't.
Yeah. Well, we identify an unborn child as life in certain legal situations now already. So it's not as if there isn't precedence to suggest that the loss of the life that is existing in the womb of a mother, the loss of it is a tragedy.
Right.
We already do that in society.
Yeah, we do that across the whole country. I don't think there's an exception to that.
It keeps rattling around in my head, but we had a commenter who said a few days ago when we were talking about this Roe v. Wade thing, there's no greater privileged life than one that is born to a pro-abortion woman.
Mm.
That is so true. That if you are trying to fight against privilege and, you know, invest in equity and all of this, the most privileged among us are the ones whose parents willfully chose to have you knowing that they could willfully choose not to. Lucky them, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Dory Murdoch on the air. And Ryan's going to be back in the studio in a little bit. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.